on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, joins us. Emma, thanks again for your time.
Steve, it's great to be with you as always.
Hey, on thedailysignal.com, I was looking at this article, House Passes DHS Funding, Clears Hurdle to Ending Shutdown, which, you know, to different people, for different reasons, this is good news. I'm sure to some, it's probably bad news. But you know, the two camps on the positive side of this, I think of, are those that are planning on traveling and tired of the chaos at our nation's airports. And then those who just in general, realize what all that this shutdown impacted and are happy to see funding, the water spigot being turned back on and people getting paychecks. But Emma, fill us in.
Absolutely. So this has been one of the longest standing fights happening in Congress over the question of permanent funding for DHS. Now, one of the interesting things about this is that the Trump administration this past week sent a very forceful letter to Congress saying that it is now or never. You are going to get immigration enforcement funding in place, and the consequences, if you don't, will be dire. Some of the consequences outlined in this letter, of course, were things like airport travel, but on a more concrete level, you're looking at things like national security, you're looking at FEMA responders, you're certainly looking at ICE enforcement. And should the funding expire, and it was going to expire this month, so they were going without a paycheck starting very soon if this funding did not get approved, it was going to mean that any sort of national security risk or natural disaster or even basic travel that took place was going to make it a high risk scenario for Americans, or potentially a high risk scenario for Americans. And that's certainly not a position that any Republicans and that Congress, that the president wanted to find themselves in. Now, the holdup has been because of Senate Democrats in particular. And so in this case, the Republicans were able to find a way to approve this funding through the budget reconciliation process. So they did not need any Democrats in the Senate because Democrats were refusing to approve this bill. And so they were able to piecemeal together all of the funding necessary so that all of our incredible enforcement agencies and officers and agents themselves will continue getting a paycheck and won't go an extended period without it. So it's a huge win, something that President Trump has been fighting for many weeks now. And I think there were many Republicans who made it very clear to Democrats on the other side of the aisle that they have set a very, very bitter precedent for what happens if you disagree with a particular policy. And they should be warned that in the future, when they're trying to get things through, that that's not going to be an easy process. So Steve, I don't know about you. I'm not delighting in the fact that there's more animosity between Republicans and Democrats. It makes it harder to get things done. But I think both sides are feeling pretty embittered against each other at this point, even with this funding success.
Yeah. And you wonder, we brought this up on several occasions when it comes to things that really are the way they are because of how we, the citizens, behave in way of being registered to vote and being active in the process and in the public square. And you wonder how many people will, I hope people will remember things like this when it comes to the next election, whether it's, we're talking about a whole party really that was responsible for shutting down these areas of our government. Again, consider, please be registered to vote. Please be active in the process. And you mentioned these incredible law enforcement agencies we're about to go without pay. That includes, and I know we've heard it on other shows, but I want to repeat it here. That includes people that we recently saw on the nightly news and coverage standing between our nation's president and someone who clearly planned to harm him and others high in the administration. So God bless all of them for the work that they continue to do and their dedication to their work.
Very, very well said, Steve. And yeah, I just, right now, with the economy being a little challenging, gas is expensive, groceries aren't great. My heart goes out to all the families who were having to make very difficult decisions, preparing for no paychecks. And I think it really speaks to the level of service and dedication that these men and women have to the country, that they were willing to continue serving, putting their life on the line, even at the risk of no funding coming their way to pay their paychecks. So I think this just speaks very highly of the men and women serving the United States. And the last thing that we should do is be putting them in a position where they're having to make very difficult decisions about if they provide for their family or if they serve the United States.
Yeah, and kudos to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and others who worked to get this funding, you know, the turn the water back on and end the shutdown. So praise God for positive news that we have to report today via this article found again at dailysignal.com. House passes DHS funding, clears hurdle to ending shutdown. Emma Waters, as always, thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Have a great weekend, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.